Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We gotta do our shout outs and our top tweet.
Oh, do we?
Top tweet.
I don't think we have to.
Not just the top tweet of the night. It is the top tweet of the week.
No, yes. No.
It's a walk off for sure.
No.
So good to head into the weekend.
No.
Let's read some other tweets before we get the top tweet. All right, Kimberly Hinman. It's Feel Good Friday, B-holes, on Friday the 13th, and also French Friday. Great way to start a day is with Infinity War. I've watched it 3 times.
Wow.
It still gets me at the end.
They all die.
Yep.
Spoiler alert.
Now ending the night with the best show on the bone.
Aw.
She tags Samuel L. Jackson and all of us.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm glad he died, and I hope he burns in hell.
Sorry.
Alan Smith. I'm actually with DeLive Feed. We didn't just read this, did we?
No.
Okay, I like blacked out for a second.
Jesus.
I'm actually with DeLive Feed for 102.5 The Bone. And for the Johnny B Show tonight, Johnny B Comedy with Amazing Food. Anna Hummel cried because the food had a face. And Scrum Ryan Radio helps keep Jabuweens. I guess that's Jabu-Boo, also
Jameis
known
Winston.
As Jameis Winston.
Jesus.
Yeah, with Commish Online from sinking the ship, getting NC at Uber in Lyft. New hashtag B-holes tonight at Galifianakis's.
I got to tell you, that may have won tonight.
Yeah, that was a good one.
It was everything.
If it wasn't for the winner,
no,
obviously.
I don't know. I don't like the winner.
By the way, have you ever watched Dry Get Coffee with comedians and cars?
Seinfeld.
Yeah. I just watched like almost all of season 5 today while I was home.
There's some pretty good episodes.
Yeah, Zach Galifianakis, Dave Chappelle. Brian Regan, Ellen DeGeneres. This season's really good.
The Julia Louis-Dreyfus was a great one, huh?
The Jim Carrey one was weird.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah, the Jim Carrey was great, but the Dana Carvey one was phenomenal.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
So good.
Jimmy Fallon one was good, too.
Yeah, it was good.
Took him out on the boat.
Yeah. The Dana Carvey, he's doing all these impressions. Oh, my God, it's so good.
Fat Ninja, at all of us, I'm part of a delivery driver's page on Facebook, and the buzz on the indicator is all their sales, deliveries, and tips are hurting since the Papa John shot his mouth off. Hashtag B-holes, hashtag B-hole Nation, hashtag Papa John.
See, I could see that being a thing, and it goes back to what I said earlier. Everybody needs to calm down, man. Like, look, if you want to order Papa John's locally, like...
Don't tell anybody.
And they franchise them, so, you know...
Don't penalize the people that...
Yeah, I mean, there's people that deliver, you know, like... They're still bringing you pizza.
Mm.
I mean, I don't think they're hurting black people at that local Papa John's. Like, you know. Or just don't order from there, man. Whatever. If you're a delivery driver and you work for Papa John's, maybe look for another job if you're hurting, man. I mean, it sucks, but.
Try Jet's Pizza. They're pretty good.
They are pretty good. Did you get a deal? Did you get an endorsement?
No, I didn't. I'm just saying. I like Jet's Pizza.
Me too. I like Gennaro's. I like Jet's. I like Domino's. I like. Man, I like a lot of pizza, dude. I like Sam and Eddie's. Oh, good stuff, man.
Noble Crust has some good pizza.
Noble Crust, baby. Yeah, they're good.
Chooch. Oh, my. I have got a secret for you, B-holes. At all of us, it's Feel Good Friday, Friday the 13th, and I got something for your hashtag bing bong.
Oh, my God. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's a little rapey.
It's very weird, yeah. Anna, you got another one?
David G really liked Scrum Ryan Radio's comment, pitching and catching tandem in all caps and then 1,000 laughing, crying faces.
Very nice. Should we announce a winner yet?
Oh, we don't have to. Why don't we just skip it today?
Very good.
I mean, we can even play it on the air.
Oh my God.
We should.
I'm about to.
Let it read itself.
Well, let's just say who it's from. King B-hole.
This guy.
He's good.
He's back.
He's ruining my life. He's ruining my freaking life.
He has an app that I have on my phone that I'll use once in a while where you can take pictures and you can make their mouths move and add your own voices and create little animations that seem real.
He's a pro.
This one, it has Thomas, Anna's boyfriend, and and Anna in this video. And I'm going to turn the I'm going to see if I can put this up to my microphone because I don't have it on my desktop. So let's see if you can hear this. Play.
Come on.
Fat, stupid, idiot, fat ass. I got this. Oh, right, here we go.
Shout outs going to my beautiful Jew boo. I love you, Anna. Okay.
Oh, God.
One more time.
This shout out's going to my beautiful Jew boo. I love you, Anna. Okay.
I hate you. I freaking hate you. They're ruining my life.
Good job, King Beehole.
Thanks for nothing.
That is the top tweet of the week right there.
Yeah, it is.
And he will be pinned to the top of the Johnny B Show's page all weekend long.
Wonderful. Splendid.
As he deserves. Because that is phenomenal.
It's gold.
That makes me happy. Congratulations. Let me go to the right page here. How does that make you feel, Anna?
Like I want to die.
Why is that?
Quite frankly.
Is it that bad?
Yeah, it's bad. I don't want to talk about it.
What part of it was bad for you?
All 8 seconds of it, basically. Mm. Yeah, I'm glad it has 41 views. I think my boyfriend has already watched it.
Yeah,
he's laughing.
He's laughing.
I'm watching it again right now.
I feel like every time it's mentioned, it pushes it back like 6 months in Thomas's mind. I think that's what's happening.
So does that upset you? That
it pushes it back? No, I'm not upset.
Are you sure?
Is this upset? Does this look upset to you? I'm totally fine.
I don't think you are.
I feel very secure.
You have a Jew vein popping out of your neck.
What is that?
That's why I had all my money. I don't have. Getting stressed. No, I'm fine. Everything is fine. That's great. I think it's great to wait to tell people how you feel.
I mean, it's been over a year.
I mean, sure. In some countries, yes. It has been over a year.
Johnny waited 3 weeks?
I don't know. It's probably about 2 weeks.
Everyone is different. Not any two couple is exactly the same. We're really comparing apples and oranges here.
Yeah, but apples usually say I love you to the oranges if they do.
Of course. If it's in their pulp.
How long did you wait till you told your wife you loved her? Or she's still waiting?
No, real talk. It was at least 6 months.
Real talk.
At least 6 months?
It was about 6 months.
About 6 months? Yeah, me too. Times three. Okay.
Oh, man.
Has it been a year and a half for you guys already?
I don't know.
Yeah?
I'm not counting. March 3rd.
Oh, man.
March 3rd's our anniversary.
What time?
I don't know. At night when I was, drunk, kind of, in all the quotes in Okeechobee.
He obviously loves you.
Of course he does.
You're obviously both madly in love with each other.
Yeah.
Just neither one of you guys want to step up and say it first.
Would you not say that you don't actually maybe kind of possibly love Thomas?
Okay, there was like triple negatives here. I'm confused what my answer would be. Do I not, never, what was the question?
Here. Why don't you just say it to him first? That way you can get it over with. You can break the ice and then, because he's not going to say, ooh, my bad, I don't love you either. He's going to go, I love you too,
Melissa. No, he's not.
Yeah, he will.
No, he's not.
Yeah.
Well, he'll call up right now and say it to you on air if you say it to him first on air.
I don't think
so. No, this is not going to happen, and it's not going to end well. Trust me, I know him. God. No. You know what? Screw you.
What do you mean?
I don't need sad music. I'm not sad.
It's not sad.
Everything's fine.
Come on. You want to know what I would do? WWJD?
No, I didn't ask you, but
I want to know.
I feel like you're going to give me the advice anyway, so go ahead.
Glad you asked. If I'm you, and I'm obviously madly in love with Mr. Thomas Wheeler, I would just say to him, hey, boo-boo, you staying at my crib right now while you looking for a place?
No, he already left. He's gone. And then when we got to his new place, he was like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to stay at her house anymore. He said that.
Because I love her so much.
It's true. Okay. Let me start over. Hey, boo-boo. So glad that I'm back living in town so I could see you all the time. Because all them lonely nights out in California thinking about you, it really made me realize that, damn it, I love you. I'd like to move forward in the next chapter of this relationship, whatever that may be. I know. I'm not some stupid punk that's going to get down on a knee and propose to you. Not anytime soon. That's a real pussy move. Quite stupid. But when I think of you, it's more than just a girlfriend. When I think of you, Anna, my heart overflows with joy, and I feel weird in my...
I think it's more like cortisol.
I feel weird in my ding-dong, and I think that's love. When I hear songs by Sam Smith or songs by Celine Dion, I think that's how I feel about my Jubu. So, Anna, I love you. If you love me back, that's good. If not, I guess that's fine, too. I'm just going to kill myself. It's getting serious.
So that's what Thomas should say to me, because you weren't playing me, you were playing him.
Oh, yeah. My bad. Okay. I got to be you.
The whole bit.
I got to be you. Hold, please.
Thomas? Hey. Thomas? I'm tired of playing this game. You keep leaving me, going to other places, and I miss you and everything. And I don't want to see anybody else, and I've really become fond of your dangling.
What?
Shut up.
Oh, I'm... Yeah, you're me, sorry.
I'm you.
Oh, sorry.
Shut up. Look, Tom. Tommy boy, listen, bro. Hey. I love you. I love you. I love you. I can only say it goofy because I'm really nervous right now. But I love you. And I know you love me too.
You can never say that to somebody. I know you love me too.
Say it.
No, you cannot assume anything.
Say it to me, Tom. Say it to me. Do it. Then we'll go to the gym together. I gotta stop doing this bit because my ears are popping. It's not healthy for anybody, Tom. Let's move in together. Ow.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.